This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1982.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school, at play and everywhere, we'll tell the world.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there, my friend. Come on in. You're just in time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. Say, speaking of friends, we certainly met thousands of wonderful friends and listeners while we were on our summer tour the last week of June. But hey, what about today's visit? Well, we promised to pack it to the brim with lots of good listening, as always. Bright music, an interesting trip down memory lane, a reminder of our Keys for Kids offer, and an interesting story. Today's story is especially good for all of our junior high and high school listeners. Hey, do you know what peer pressure is? Well, it's when other kids try to pressure you into doing things simply because everyone else is doing it. Here's a little bit of the excitement in today's story.
There's a lake through the store. Remember, girls? I think you'll find it very comfortable, Brenda.
Yeah, all right.
What are you doing? Put me down.
Where are you taking
her? Let me go.
That's the outside door. It's cold out.
Knock it off. Carla will dump you in, too.
You're not going to throw her in the lake.
Hurry, everybody. Let's lock the door.
Well, I wonder what is going on and what it has to do with peer pressure. We'll find out when it's story time. Our cousins are all set to get things started with some good, bright choruses that have been around for a long time. In fact, all three of their opening choruses, still being sung today, were written way back in 1936. The first is good advice for any gloomy gusses who might be listening. Cheer up, ye saints of God.
Cheer up, ye saints of God, there's nothing to worry about. Nothing to make you feel afraid, nothing to make you doubt. Remember, Jesus never fails, so why not trust him and shout? You'll be sorry you worried at all tomorrow morning.
And if we are cheered up, we can sing, I'm so happy, right, cousins? More golden oldie. You can sing along, I'm sure. Amen, brother. Amen. Sing now.
Jesus Christ the same today. Amen, brother. Amen. He's the life, the truth, the way. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen, brother. Amen, sister. Amen, brother. Amen. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Amen.
From some old-time choruses to one that's a bit newer, just-turned 6-year-old Lisa Sue tells us that her God is so big.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God cannot do.
Perhaps you've never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Well, if you would do that, then you could sing along with our Melody 3, Jan, Kim, and Peter J., as they tell us about the song that we can have in our hearts.
You can have a melody down in your heart when it's aching, almost breaking. Even though the sorrow makes the teardrop start, you can have a melody down in your heart. You can have a song in your heart in the
It's time for
Memories, Memories.
Yes, it's time to take another stroll down memory lane, looking back at the 40 years that Children's Bible Hour has been on the air. Now, over the years, we've had some children on who were on for a long time, from the time they were 3 or 4 years old right up through graduation age, around 16. And some of these children were used on our program in a number of ways, such as the one we're going to hear from today. Her name is Susie. Susie started singing on CBH in 1956 when she was just 3 years old. She stayed for 13, almost 14 years. Here's one of the very first songs she sang way back in 1956 when she was just 3 years old.
Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little tongue, what you say.
Through the years that Susie was on, she sang solos, quoted scriptures, sang duets with a boy named Kenny and with one by the name of Gary, and she sang in a variety of trios as well. At one time, we put out a record of her scriptures. Here's just a little bit of one of the scripture passages she quoted on one of our programs.
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Ah, that voice really brings back some memories to me. Now let's listen as Susie joins her voice with Gary's. Gary and Susie are delightful duetters in the mid to late 1960s.
He's altogether lovely. He's the fairest of the fair. And on him alone through life I can depend.
And finally, to wind up our trip down memory lane with Susie, let's listen as she and Gary and a young lady by the name of Linnell join their voices in a trio together.
Since I lost my sins and I found my Savior, there is glory in my soul. Since by faith I sought and obtained God's favor, there is glory in my soul. There is glory, glory, there is glory in my soul. Every day brighter grows and I conquer all my foes. There is glory, glory, there is glory in my soul. There is glory in my soul.
Oh, we have to end another trip down memory lane. Say, have you written yet for Keys for Kids? What is Keys for Kids? Our daily devotional for boys and girls, a scripture to read, a good story, and then also a little section called How About You, where we challenge you to think about what you've read, a verse to memorize, and then a key phrase to sum up the day's lessons. Thousands and thousands of kids all over the world are using Keys for Kids. In fact, just listen to what a few people have written to us. This is from Florida. A 14-year-old writes and says, I really enjoy these books. I love the way I can learn a biblical lesson by reading a little story. I love to read them at night before I go to bed. I sometimes read them to my little sister. She's 3. I'm 14. And then this one from Indiana. Thank you for your ministry to the youth of America and abroad. I teach 5th and 6th grade. My 20 students love to hear the stories in Keys for Kids. They are so helpful in showing us how we are to respond to life from God's directive in His Word. Did you get that? Be sure to write for Keys for Kids. Moms and dads, you can help, of course, and we do appreciate anything that's sent to help with printing and postage, but it's not necessary. Here's our mailing address, Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip is 49501. Now let's all get ready for our interesting and helpful story. As I mentioned, today's story is especially aimed at our junior high and high school listeners, but it's good for all ages. You know, there are many pressures these days to be molded to or to be conformed to the world around us. But as Christians, we are to come out from among the world and be separate in some of the things we do. I'm reminded of Romans 12, too, where it says, don't let the world press you into its mold. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but be a new and different person with a fresh newness in all you do and think. Keep those thoughts in mind as Darren sings our Go Along with a Story song, and then we have our good story called Free Indeed.
I'll tell the world that I'm a Christian.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Sherry Kite, is entitled Free Indeed. 13-year-old Brenda and her family had recently moved to a new town. At first, Brenda felt alone and lost in her new large school. Then she met Carla, who said she too was a Christian. However, Brenda was soon to find that Carla's values differed quite a bit from what she had been taught. It began one day in the school cafeteria.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Carla. Thanks for saving me a place. Is the cafeteria always this crowded?
Oh, no. Sometimes it's worse. You should see it on the days we have pizza.
It sure is noisy in here.
Oh, you'll get used to it. It's the food that bugs me. Like these soybean patties they try to pass for meat. Gross!
Well, I guess we better get started.
Yeah, it's already 12:15. Hey, Brenda, is something wrong?
Nothing's wrong, Carla.
Why were you closing your eyes?
I was just praying, that's all.
You're praying? In here?
Well, yes. You're a Christian, Carla. Don't you pray before you eat?
Sure, but I don't make a big deal of it. You can pray without closing your eyes, can't you? God still hears you, right?
I guess so.
Hey, there's Christy and Ann. Scoot over.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Ann. I love your new jeans.
Thanks.
Hey, Christy, what happened to your sweater?
Oh, that stupid Jeffrey Davis threw ketchup at me. He got it all over my sleeve. It'll probably never come out.
Junior high boys are so immature. They give me a pain.
Me too. Oh, you both know Brenda, don't you?
Oh, sure. Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Brenda just started here last week. Her family's new in town.
How nice of you to take her under your wing.
Is Brenda coming to your swimming party Friday night?
A swimming party in the middle of the winter?
We do live on a lake, but the party's going to be at the inside pool in my apartment house. I was going to ask you, Brenda, but I forgot. Do you want to come?
Well, I don't know.
Of course she wants to come, don't you, Brenda?
Well, I guess if you all want me to. It sounds like fun.
Girl, you don't know what fun is until you've been to one of our parties.
Yeah.
You know it.
I can't wait, Carla. My mother let me buy a new bikini just for the party.
I've got a new one, too, and boy, is it foxy.
How about you, Brenda? You do have a bikini, don't you?
Well, not exactly. You see, I mean, my parents don't really approve of things like that.
Oh, you poor thing. I thought parents like that went out in the dark ages.
Your parents must be pretty strict, huh, Brenda?
I never thought of it that way before, but I guess they are. I know they'd never let me buy a bikini.
Well, you can't show up at the pool in anything else.
Yeah, what if we meet some guys?
Couldn't you talk your parents into changing their minds?
I guess I could try. Maybe when they see how much it means to me, they'll let me have my way. Just this once.
No, Brenda, dear, you may not buy a bikini. I'm surprised at you for even asking such a question.
Your father's right, Brenda. Why would you want to wear something like that?
There's nothing wrong with bikinis. All the girls wear them.
Yes, I am aware of their popularity. But I wonder how many times a young man has been tempted to sin by a girl who didn't understand the importance of dressing modestly.
You know, Brenda, the Bible tells women to wear modest clothing.
Yeah, I know. But who's to say what's modest? Things have changed since you were a girl.
But God's standards don't change, honey. Anything you wear that might cause someone else to sin or that makes you feel or look like a part of the world is just wrong. Tell me, really, why do you want to buy a bikini? Will it help you swim better?
No.
Could it be that you just don't want to be different from the other girls?
Well, I don't want them to think I'm weird.
Honey, your mother and I realize that this is a difficult age, a difficult time for you. You're facing pressures and temptations that we never had to face when we were your age. And I agree, it would be easier to just stop struggling and go along with the crowd.
But, Brenda, you'll never be what God wants you to be until you have the courage to stand alone and do what you know is right.
But both of you just want me to do what you think is right. You won't let me make up my own mind.
Oh, that's not it. We do want you to make up your own mind, Brenda. But as long as you're under our authority, we have to set limits and guidelines. But they're for your own good, really.
You still think I'm a little kid. You expect me to act like an adult, but you treat me like a child. I can't wait to grow up so I can finally have some freedom.
Days passed quickly. Brenda kept hoping her parents would change their minds, but they didn't. They did give her permission to go to the party, however, after much consideration. So on Friday night, Brenda arrived at Carla's apartment.
Hi, Brenda. You're the first one here. Come on in.
My dad's going to pick me up at 10. Is that all right?
Oh, sure. Anytime you want. Hey, what's in the bag? Your swimsuit?
Well, it is, but...
Take it out and let me see it.
Okay, but it's not, you see...
What in the world is that?
It's my swimsuit.
It's awful!
It's not that bad, Carla. I asked if I could get a bikini, but they said no.
Well, you can't go to the pool looking like that. I happen to know that some really foxy guys are going to stop in tonight. You wouldn't want to embarrass me, would you?
Of course not, Carla, but, well...
I know! You can wear my old suit. It's right here in this drawer. I know it's not this year's style, but it ought to be okay.
Oh, it's pretty, but what would my parents say?
Your parents will never know. Now's your chance to have some freedom. You can decide for yourself.
Carla, don't your parents mind when you wear things like this?
Oh, they don't care. My mom thinks it's great. She wants me to be popular.
Well, doesn't it ever bother you?
Not anymore. A couple of times I felt kind of embarrassed, but I found that if you ignore the feeling, it goes away. You'll see.
I don't know, Carla. I just don't know if I could do it.
Don't chicken out now! That must be the rest of the girls. They're going to come together. Hurry up and change. We'll meet you down by the pool.
Well, Carla, what happened to your friend Brenda?
Oh, she'll be down in a minute. She's fixing her hair or something.
Look, here she comes.
Oh, look, if it isn't Miss America of 1922.
Can you believe that suit?
Hi, everybody.
Brenda, what happened? Didn't my swimsuit fit you?
Oh, it fit all right, the way it was supposed to, anyways.
Then why didn't you wear it?
She was probably afraid her mommy would find out.
No, it wasn't that. I tried on the suit, but when I looked at myself in the mirror, I realized that I just wouldn't feel right wearing it. You see, I'm a Christian, and I know God wants me to look modest.
I'm sure.
But Brenda!
Look, you said I should make up my own mind, so I did. Let's go swimming, okay?
Yeah, let's go swimming. Only poor Brenda looks warm with that suit on. I think she'd like to try some cooler water.
Huh? What do you mean?
There's a lake through this door. Remember, girls? I think you'll find it very comfortable, Brenda.
Yeah, all right.
What are you doing? Put me down.
Where are you taking
her?
That's the outside door. It's cold out.
Knock it off, Carla. We'll dump you in, too.
You're not going to throw her in the lake.
Hurry, everybody. Let's lock the door.
That was quite an experience you had tonight, Brenda.
It sure was. I'm glad the lady next door heard me and let me into her apartment so I could call you.
And just where were Carla's parents, might I ask?
Oh, they went out for pizza.
It's hard to believe those girls could be so cruel. Would you like some more hot chocolate, Brenda?
Yeah, a little bit, Mom. Thanks.
At the risk of sounding like a father, did you learn anything tonight?
Well, for one thing, I'm going to have to be more careful about the friends that I choose.
I think so.
And another thing, I realize now that freedom isn't just a matter of breaking all the rules and doing your own thing. Nobody can really be their own boss, can they?
That's right. If you're not serving God, you're serving Satan. Unsaved people are slaves to sin. They don't have any choice in the matter. But Christians are free to choose the good. Like you did tonight, Brenda.
I'm glad I did, Dad. I'm glad I made up my own mind to do God's will. Not just because you and Mom wanted me to, but because I wanted to.
Oh, we're so proud of you, honey. You're really growing up. Now, who could that be at this time of night?
I'll get it.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Brenda.
What are you doing here?
Well, my folks found out what happened tonight, and they made me come over and apologize. But I really am sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Do you want to come in for a minute?
I'd better not. You see, Brenda, I just can't be friends with you anymore.
What?
Well, Christy and the other girls, oh, they said if I was friends with you, they wouldn't talk to me anymore.
But you don't have to do what they say, Carla.
I have to, Brenda. I'm sorry. Maybe if I was like you, or my parents were like yours, things would be different. Well, goodbye.
Well, who was that at the door?
Just Carla. Hey, you know, it sure is great to be free, isn't it?
It sure is, honey. You know, like the Bible says in John 8:36, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Today's story has a very important lesson in it for all of us. We should not let others, by their actions, by their sneering, by their mocking, force us to do something that we believe is contrary to God's will for our lives. Now, we shouldn't try to tell other people how they should live or dress or talk, but neither should we let others tell us how we should talk or dress or act. This whole area of modesty and morality is such an important one.
Before I go, a quick reminder that we'd love to put you on the mailing list to get Keys for Kids every other month. All you have to do is just write and ask for it. It's free for the asking. Here's where you can write. CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's CBH Ministries, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. You can also email us at keysforkids@cbhministries.org. That's keysforkids, all one word, at cbhministries, also all one word, .org. And when you write, if you'd like to tuck in a prayer request, if you have a problem you'd like to share, we're here to help in any way we can.
Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now.